And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning. Again, it is 29 degrees outside. Hope you are staying warm out there. We'll get to a high of around 48 degrees. And joining me in studio, as she does every Tuesday, it's Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
It's good to see you here again this week. And a few things going on around Indy. And we'll go ahead and get it started off. Of course, with the COVID lighting memorial that will be happening today, actually.
Actually, yes, today and in cities basically around the nation. So this is not an Independence thing, a Kansas thing. This is a national thing. So the Presidential Inauguration Committee will host a memorial to honor the lives lost to COVID-19 this evening, basically this afternoon. So you're going to hear it nationally publicized at 5:30, but that would be 4:30 our time. And this is going to feature a lighting around the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool. It will be the first ever lighting memorial to honor lives lost. So it will be a very, I'm sure, meaningful event this afternoon. So everyone is encouraged to ring bells or light candles or keep your lights on in your city buildings. And so we're just encouraging everyone to look that up on the internet, look it up on Facebook, and participate at 4:30 this afternoon.
And again, that is the COVID lighting memorial. Of course, also with it being Tuesday, I want everybody to go green and drop off your recyclables at the sanitation yard.
Right. So I just want to remind everyone that every Tuesday at the sanitation yard at 21st and Maple from 11 to 1, you can drop off your recyclables. But also every Tuesday from 11 to 1 and every Thursday from 8 to 2, you can drop off debris, appliances, furniture, other bulky items. I had somebody call the office and wanted to know how to get rid of an old door. They were doing some home repairs and DIY projects. I had somebody call about a hot water heater. This is the place to take those items, and these are the dates to do that. So every Tuesday from 11 to 1, every Thursday from 8 to 2, and then you can always drop those things off on the first Saturday of the month from 8 to noon.
All right, so that is the recyclables going on every Tuesday. And then if you're ready for some basketball, well, the IHS Bulldog basketball team is back in action tonight, actually.
That's right. So this evening, the Bulldogs will be taking on Burlington. And when I looked at the Facebook page, everything looks like it's going through YouTube. And so you'll need to go on and search IHS Athletics, and then it should pop up. So follow the Independence High School Facebook page. That's a good page to get all of your updates on the sporting events. But the varsity girls are set to tip off at 6 o'clock, and then the boys game will follow that about 15 minutes after the girls finish, and that's usually around 7:30. And again, it will be live streamed on YouTube, and you'll just search IHS Athletics.
Also on Thursday night, coming up a few nights after that, some trivia night at the brewery.
And that we've talked about this before. So anyway, I just wanted to talk about the fact that we're so fortunate to have a brewery in Independence and in Montgomery County. It's something that we all enjoy, and we want to make sure, that's why I'm putting it out on the airwaves, that everyone in the surrounding area and in the region that they know about the brewery. It's a fun place to come to on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. So Thursday night is trivia night. So I just encourage everyone to like Indy Brewworks Facebook page, and then you'll be able to see all the events that they have. They had a special brews and barbecue this weekend. So they're always doing something fun. But Thursday nights in particular is trivia night. So be sure and check that out at Indy Brewworks.
Yeah, trivia night's fun. Even though I stink at trivia, it's still a lot of fun. So, all right. And then some more basketball coming up this Friday, as ICC will tip off their season.
That's right. So the Pirates are going to be taking on Bethel, and it'll be this Friday, the 22nd, and the Lady Pirates will start around 5 o'clock, followed by the men's game at 7.
So, again, lots of basketball starting up in the Indy area. And also, we've talked about this the past 2 weeks that we've had you on, Lisa, and very important classes, and the best part is they're free CPR classes.
That's right. So I want to give a shout out and make sure everyone has these dates on their calendar again, that it's an opportunity. We basically have two opportunities to learn free CPR and AED education and certification. The classes are going to be held at Indy Fitness out on West Main and Independence Saturday the 23rd. So that's this weekend, believe it or not. And Saturday, February the 20th, each of the classes last around 2 hours. So you just basically carve out from 9:30 to 11:30 on those particular Saturdays. Those are individual classes. You don't have to take both. And you can sign up by calling 331-8096, or you can email indysavescpr@gmail.com. And if you're listening and you just missed that, you came in on the tail end of that conversation, you can always call the chamber office, and at the end I'll give you all the information, but you can give us a call at the chamber. We'll give you all the details of everything I'm visiting with you about.
Yeah, and very, very important classes to have. Again, I got that like 15 years ago. Probably need a refresher, to be honest.
So, I think so. I think everybody needs a refresher. We've talked about this before. I've had the certification before, and I tell you, if you're ever in a crisis situation and you need to retrieve that, I want it to be right on the edge of my memory so that I can go to work and potentially save a life. And I know that dispatch, you know, will walk people through it if you're not trained. But then I also go to the fact of, what if I'm alone? What if I don't have cell service? What if I can't be on the phone and perform a life-saving measure like this? So it's for everyone. It can be for kids and adults, and families can sign up to do the training. So we just encourage everyone to put this on your bucket list and get this done.
Like I said last week, it's one of those things you hope you never have to use, but it's good to have just in case something does happen. Also coming up here, and actually starting on January 27th, the ICC Fab Lab, well, they're going to let you make your own guitar.
That's right. So we've been talking about this for the last, I'd say, 3 or 4 weeks, just making sure that everyone is aware of two great opportunities out at the ICC Fab Lab. I was just visiting with Abby Emmert and Jim Carell, who work hard out there. Abby does a lot of the marketing for some of these programs that they put on at ICC in the Fab Lab. And of course, Jim Carell is the facilitator of all that's good and great out there. So I want to make sure that everyone knows this. We're getting close. You got to make a decision and get this on your calendar. So the guitar fabrication class will start, as you mentioned, on January the 27th, and it will end on May the 12th. And you're like, holy moly, that's a long time. It's not. It's just Wednesday evenings. It's after work, 5:30 to 8:30. It's a way to decompress, do something fun, learn something new. And as you said, you know, walk away with a guitar. How cool is that? And what a great conversation to be able to have with somebody, or when you're in those meetings and you have to tell something about yourself. And I'm always like, I don't have anything exciting to share with anybody. So maybe I should sign up myself to make a guitar. But anyway, you can do that. You can get more information and you can register at fablabicc.org. And get that done, as well as if Wednesdays don't fit your schedule or you're not interested in making a guitar, but you are interested in stepping out in faith and really testing the waters when it comes to being an entrepreneur. This is a great way to do it. It's a great way to have somebody in your corner, be supported. You know, when you're getting ready to start a business, it's scary. You have this really great idea, but you don't know if you can afford it. There's so many things that come into play when you're stepping out as an entrepreneur.
Because everything is on you at that point.
Yeah, it's a risk. It truly is. I mean, I said, can you afford it? All the what ifs. I mean, you have
lots
this,
of work. Just hours on hours of it.
And so we're super excited in Independence because we're seeing a lot of entrepreneurial ventures in our community, in particular in downtown, and they're really thriving. And we know that that's because they feel surrounded and supported by other entrepreneurs. And so this is an opportunity for you to take the entrepreneurial mindset class. It's part of the Ice House Entrepreneur Program. as I mentioned, it's January the 28th through May the 13th. Those are Thursday evenings, again, from 6 to 8. I've taken the class. It's very beneficial. You can take it either virtually or in person. And again, the facilitator for that will be Jim Carell. And again, you can register at fablabicc.org. And truly, I encourage anyone who is just, you know, right there thinking, this is something I would really like to do. Sign up and take advantage of it, or go out. I'm sure you could probably call Jim and just say, hey, can I check out the first class? See if this is something that will fit with my schedule and see if I'm interested in it, that he would embrace that and really champion that interest and in hopes that you know, they would become part of the class and start something new, and that our whole entire community and county would benefit from all of this basically this entrepreneurial push that we're seeing.
Absolutely. So get some good stuff there. Also, starting next Thursday and running all the way up until March 5th, the Independence Historical Museum is hosting the Smithsonian Traveling Exhibit, Crossroads Change in Rural America.
That's right. So the museum would be a Facebook page that I encourage everyone to check out, and also the Independence Public Library. And both of them are kind of working together on this traveling exhibit. But it will be housed at the Independence Historical Museum at 123 North 8th Street. And you'll definitely want to check that out. But the in addition to that, the library has some other programs. They have a small business conference that's coming up. They have book discussions. They have family yoga. It's virtual. They have things about rural tourism, water and energy in rural Kansas. They just have all kinds of programs that I read about on their Facebook page and on their website. So I just encourage everyone, as you're listening and you're still feeling a little bit cooped up because of COVID and you know, keeping everybody safe, you can still reach out to the library and take advantage of a lot of virtual programming, as well as get the family together. You can definitely adequately socially distance at the museum, and go there and check out this Smithsonian traveling exhibit. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays from 10 to 4. And again, you can go on their Facebook page for a lot of other events and programs.
And coming up, actually starting the very next day on January 29th, running through the 31st, Independence will welcome the Kansas Hunters for the National Upland Classic Series.
Yeah, so I'm super excited about these last three topics I want to talk about. I want to talk about hunting, I want to talk about race cars, and I want to talk about highly trained canines. So I'm going to start it out by talking about the hunting. So we had the BHU, that's Bird Hunters United, National Finals in Independence this past weekend. And we had over 75 hunters in town. We had, 30, 40 hotel rooms were all booked. Restaurants were busy, either with people in the restaurants or they were catering out to the hunting sites for all of these hunters and their families. And we predicted, well over 100 people were in town when you include husbands and wives and kids that come for this, because it's truly a family event, and it was very successful. And we're super excited about the fact that we have some great hunting land available for people to basically come in from all over the country. And so it's going to be happening again on Friday, January the 29th through the 31st. Independence is going to welcome hunters to town for the National Upland Classic. That's called NUX. It's the National Upland Classic Series Kansas State Championship. And this event is going to be held out at Remington Ranch, that is north of town at 3974 East County Road 5050. And the NUX organization is basically comprised of people who know and appreciate quality bird dogs. So we want to make sure that if you're not a participant in this, that you know that you can go out and spectate. So I want to encourage everyone to put that on your calendar and get out and enjoy either some hunting or watching some amazing bird dogs in action. So, and then in addition to that, I said you can spectate. You can also spectate, or I guess you could enter, but we have the Kansas Airstrip Attack coming up. So I want to give a shout out to the Kansas Airstrip Attack and kind of give you an update on what's happening. So It'll be here before we know it. It's actually about 3 months from today. It's the 17th and 18th of April. And it'll be the second time that the airstrip attack has been in Independence. It came this summer during COVID. It was very, very successful, and we're really excited to have them back. And it is truly an opportunity if you don't have a Lamborghini or a Porsche or a race high performance race car sitting in your garage, then you can be like me and you can go out and you can spectate. So I reached out to Jason Wong, and he's been here before.
Interviewed him last year, right before it was going to happen on its original date. Of course, it got pushed back because of COVID, but I do remember him being in the studio. Very, very nice guy.
He was super cool.
Great to talk to.
Yeah. In fact, I talked to him the other day and said I'd like for him to call in sometime and we could do a radio interview with him on the line if possible. So, he is really excited about it this year, and I asked him if he would kind of give me some updates on a weekly basis so I can tell you all the latest and greatest about what's happening. So here's what you need to know. So far this year, they have exceeded registration by last year's numbers, and we still have 3 months to register.
That's amazing.
So really excited about the number of drivers that he's going to have this year. And again, these are high performance exotic cars, Lamborghinis and Porsches and Ferraris and all kinds of super cool cars. And also we wanted to let everyone know, you know, we will still be dealing with COVID. And so they did amazing, they took amazing efforts to really make sure we were all safe out there. We masked up, we were apart, we had our own family tents, and to my knowledge and his, no one contracted the virus from participating or spectating at that event. So we sure do appreciate all the efforts that they took to keep us all safe. So they will continue to do that, and possibly bringing in some grandstands. But you'll be obviously spread apart sitting in those, but you can also bring your own chairs and your own tents, and we'll do it like we did last time. Something that's new this year and in Kansas only is going to be a half mile top speed competition that is roll racing. So I had to do a little bit of studying up on roll racing. I don't know what roll racing is, but according to the internet, roll racing is when you start the race from about 40 miles an hour. So apparently they do this out on the highway, out on the interstate.
It's rolling starts, basically.
Yeah, it's completely illegal, even though I'm sitting here next to Sergeant Jeremy Hunsucker. He's probably seen some of this roll racing take place. But anyway, so they're out on the interstates, and apparently you look at the car next to you and decide you're going to race and drag race. And so instead of going from a dead, you know, stop or start, you roll at about 40 and then you give the 3-2-1 and off you go. So that's what they're going to do. And they have 16 of the nation's top roll racers. There's an association. It's the International Roll Racing Association. So 16 top racers are going to come into Independence and they're going to roll race. And these guys have cars that have horsepower from 1,800 to 3,000. So these are amazing vehicles, street vehicles, and it'll be all legal, and they're super excited to come to Independence and do that. So we'll be talking a little bit more about the roll racing event that's coming up. And then lastly, they have a VIP tent that's new this year. So for the first time in Kansas, we're going to be offering a VIP tent. It's $60 a day. But that $60 is going to get you a lot. So it's going to get you admission into the event, upgraded VIP parking, and you'll be in a VIP tent. So it'll be a shaded area. You get a free event poster, but you're also going to get free food all day and free draft beer and non-alcoholic beverages.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's limited to 60 people. So think about 60 people for $60. These are just day passes, and I'm sure they're going to sell out. So if this is something that you think would be, you know, fun for you and your spouse or you and your significant other or you just in general, treat yourself to a little VIP treatment one day, both days, whatever. And if that doesn't fit into your budget, tickets are very affordable. I think a two-day pass last year was $20.
Yeah,
I think
20, 30 bucks. Yeah, well, it was a very, very, very inexpensive.
Yeah. So, and if you do it online, you got a discount. So, watch for that. And as we progress and we get closer, I'll be talking more about tickets. And hopefully, Jason will be giving me weekly updates, and we can continue to talk about this. So, I'm excited about this morning because we've talked about this before, but I so enjoy time on the radio with you. It's an opportunity for us to share all the amazing things that are happening, not only in Independence, but in the county. And, getting some, basically, we appreciate the free airtime that you give us at the Chamber of Commerce to be able to let people know all of the wonderful things that are happening in the community, such as all the things I already mentioned, opportunities to take classes, opportunities for self-improvement, opportunities to just see lots of great things. And one of the things that we do at the Chamber is we have First Friday, and that started in 2014, and it's really evolved into a program that happens on a monthly basis where we're able to put lots of great, basically eclectic speakers in front of the community. You know, we talk about lots of different subject matters, things that are important to people and things that people need to know. And it's a way for us to get out good, accurate information to the public. So we had First Friday, a couple weeks ago or even last week? It's hard for me to, I can't believe.
This month is moving so fast. It's tomorrow will be the 20th.
How
That's
can it
wild.
Be the 20th. I know, yeah. Tomorrow. So anyway, we had some really good speakers at our First Friday. And one of the speakers was Sergeant Jeremy Hunsucker, who is from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department. And he was talking to us about the need for a new canine. And I'm going to let Jeremy tell the story and talk about that in just a minute. But what I wanted people to know is one of the great benefits of working at the Chamber and having a chamber in your community is that it's kind of the 411 of the community. It's also a location where people can come and they have an idea or they need some help promoting something. They walk into the office and they sit down and they tell me what they're working on. And that's what happened the day that Chad Richenberger walked in and began to tell me the story about how the Sheriff's Department needed our help in raising a significant amount of money to get a canine dog, one that would be a patrol dog, one that would be a drug dog, and how incredibly important it is for our department and our county to have something like this. So Chad has been out all over Independence, all over the county, working really hard to make people aware of this. And I'm sure Jeremy's going to be discussing the funds that were raised. But when Jeremy visited with everyone kind of virtually at First Friday, I always get back to the office and I check my phone and I check my emails, and then the door starts opening up with people that have heard what individuals have said. And so when Jeremy gave his presentation, that's exactly what happened. I get back to the office, I'm sitting there, and the door opens up, and in walks Brent Littleton, who's the owner of Dairy Queen, along with his wife, Dorothy. And He has his checkbook with him, and he basically says, I'm going to write the check for the first 10% of the first dog. And he writes a check for $1,400 because that dog costs around $14,000. And then he said, but Lisa, I want you to help me make sure that people know about this so that they can contribute as well. So every $20 matters, every $50 matters, every significant donation from a small business matters, or a significant donation from a major manufacturer, large industry or organization matters. And so I'm excited this morning to have Sergeant Jeremy Hunsucker next to me, who's going to visit about the K-9 program, share with you lots of really good information about what's happening and the efforts that they're making. And then lastly, I want him to make sure that he tells us all how we can make a difference. You know, it's 2021. 2020 was a rough year. We're hoping 2021 is a better year. And I can't imagine, you know, we're all making resolutions and we're probably already breaking them. But I think that one resolution that we could all make is to be kind and to help others. And this is a really good opportunity, an easy opportunity for us to all step in, write a check for $10, $20, $500, whatever, you know, you can afford and find in your heart to donate, and just know that that donation's truly going to make a difference in our cities and our counties. So with that, I'm going to let you two just kind of have some conversation around the canine program. So welcome, Jeremy.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
And we thank you for coming in this morning, Sergeant. You are one of the canine specialists over there at the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. And Cairo had been the canine there, but he's been retired now. He's enjoying his retirement. And now you're looking, as Lisa said, you're looking for a new canine. And before we get to talking about that, though, tell the community a little bit about yourself.
Well, I joined the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office in 2009, became a canine handler in 2010. At that point in time, the Sheriff's Office had four canines, and the program had started back in the 1990s. Currently, we are without a canine, as you know. Cairo has been retired due to age and time in service. He's 10 at this point, and we are looking to trying to obtain two other canines, one being a dual-purpose canine and the other being a single-purpose canine. That means that the dual-purpose canine is able to detect narcotics, do area searches, patrol work, building searches, apprehension of suspects, and a single-purpose canine would just be for the detection of narcotics. Currently, we've received a lot of support around this program. I feel like the community understands the need for a canine to not only just help, Independence, but Coffeyville, Caney, Cherryville, the local area, and the educational purposes behind this canine as well, by going to the schools and showing the students there and what the canines are able to do. And it also gives us an opportunity to be able to spend some time with the children and interact with them. And Sheriff Ron Wade and obviously understands that the purpose and the need for this canine, and we're excited about the program, and we're excited that we're receiving so much support. We really feel like the community here in Montgomery County backs the blue.
Oh, absolutely. I think everybody does here as well. And it's, again, you guys have been doing a great job. But like you said, you're without a canine right now, and you're looking for a couple of them. But again, canines can be fairly expensive, as Lisa said. So you're looking for multiple ways to try to raise some money so you guys can purchase some new canines.
That's right. We're looking to purchased the first canine from Southern Coast Canine out of Florida. The purchase of that dual-purpose dog will be roughly $14,000. We received a quote from them the other day. The other dog will just be a single-purpose dog, like I said, and we're looking to try to get down there as soon as possible to be able to obtain this canine. To save money, we're members of the Kansas Police Dog Association, KPDA. I've been on several different roles for the boards of the Kansas Police Dog Association, the president, and currently sitting on the board of directors for the organization. We've brought them here before and hosted the canine certification in Montgomery County, which roughly brings in 40 to 50 handlers for approximately a week. We're excited to do that again this year in October for the fall conference, try to generate revenue for the community that's also supporting us, obviously.
And like Lisa also said, Brent and Dorothy Littleton, big backers of the blue, brought in a $1,400 check, which is 10% of the cost of the new canine. And that is huge. And that just goes to show that the community does back you guys completely 100%. And I know that is very, very you guys love seeing that, the community being able to back you guys up as well.
Especially in a time like this, when you're seeing it across the country, not seeing so much support. However, we don't have those issues here in Montgomery County because of the citizens in Montgomery County. And very happy for that, very proud to live in this area and to be able to support the citizens of Montgomery County by working at the sheriff's office and take pride in that. You know, it is a tax deduction, so it does help you out. And we've received donations from businesses and individuals. And there is no, small donation, in my opinion. Every dollar matters, and I appreciate anybody that has donated to the program. And if you're not able to donate due to funds, I still appreciate your support for the program and getting the word out there. Just like this morning, and Lisa and Chad Richenberger has been amazing to work with in this fundraising program. He's put in a lot of time, a lot of effort, obviously unpaid, because he feels that there's a strong need for a canine in the area as well.
And like you said, there's no small amount that you can donate. $5 is a lot. $1 is a lot. Like you said, every dollar helps on this. So if you have $1, $5, $100, any amount is going to help you guys reach that goal of $14,000 to get that canine. And I know you're excited about that. Do we have any numbers yet, Lisa or Jeremy, on how close we are to that as of right now?
We were waiting for some other donations to come in that we had gotten information that said that they were going to donate, that they'd promised to donate. We're waiting for those to come in. We should have some figures by this week exactly where we're setting at, but we're anticipating to be close to the $12,000 mark at this point. And those contributions can be sent to the Community Foundation for Independence / Montgomery County Sheriff's Department Dog Project, P.O. Box 1003, Independence.
All right. So, again, great thing you guys are doing over there. We always support the police, the sheriffs here as well. And, again, we thank you for the job that you do out there, keeping us safe out there and making sure that we're safe out there. And we really appreciate your service, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right. Can I jump in and
say that
we're hoping that at First Friday in February, so that'll be coming up. What day is that?
That is going to be, February 5th, it looks like.
Okay, February the 5th will be our next First Friday, and we will be doing some check presentations at that event, and we will be making a presentation as far as where they are as well with their fundraising efforts and making sure that people know. I mean, we might have finished the race on potentially the first dog by then, but we want to finish the race on that second dog. If our department needs two dogs to be able to take care of our county, then that's what we want to do. We want to step up and provide them, hopefully, that extra 10 grand so that they can have a single-purpose dog and a dual-purpose dog, and that they will have all the tools necessary to continue to protect us and serve us. And I just want to close by saying, Jeremy said we there are a lot of problems in the world and the country, and in Independence and in Montgomery County, it is so evident that the people and the citizens all back the blue, and we appreciate them for their service. They risk their lives to keep us safe, and we probably really truly have no idea what they do. And the fact that they can have a dog that can go in and do work that protects them, I think, is even more important. So we want to make sure that we give them all the tools that they need to stay safe and to keep us safe. So again, I just encourage everyone to contribute. Jeremy made mention that it's a tax-deductible donation to Community Foundation for Independence. Drop your checks by the chamber office. Drop them in the mail to P.O. Box 1003. And again, if you need any information about this program, give us a call at the chamber office at 331-1890. Check out our Facebook page. Check out our website. But if you want to have a verbal conversation about some things, getting some more details, give me a call. I'm always happy to visit with everyone. And again, if there's anything out there that you want us to help you spread the word and support, please let us know.
Absolutely. And like my parents have said, my mom worked with the Weed and Seed in Oklahoma City for a while. So she got to work with Oklahoma City Police, and she got to see the canines. And basically, canines are police officers. They are police officers. Again, it's amazing work that you guys do with K9s. And again, we really do appreciate your service, sir. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. Lisa, thank you so much again for coming on. Just one more thing. If anybody can get a hold of you guys one more time, maybe somebody missed it. How can they do that again?
You can call the chamber office at 331-1890. Check out our Facebook page. It's called Get Independence. You can always go to our website, and all of the flyers are on the website with all the details about all the events that I mentioned.
All right. Well, again, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it, and we'll see you again next Tuesday.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.